From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A whistleblower website is posting tens of thousands of classified Pentagon documents covering 6 years of the war in Afghanistan. Among the revelations, U.S. officials suspected Pakistan of secretly supporting the Taliban. NPR's Pam Coulter reports the Obama administration is unhappy with the disclosures.
WikiLeaks is making a splash with the release of secret military records on the Afghan war, but it's not going over well at the White House. National Security Advisor James Jones condemned the disclosure by the internet whistleblower, saying it puts the lives of Americans and U.S. partners at risk and threatens U.S. national security. The documents include details on special ops raids on insurgent targets that resulted in the unintended killing of Afghan civilians. The New York Times says the secret records paint a picture of an American-led force struggling for resources against an increasingly deadly insurgency. For NPR News, I'm Pam Coulter in Washington.
The Taliban claims it killed a U.S. sailor and captured another as NATO continues to search for the servicemen who went missing in Afghanistan on Friday. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen is in Kabul.
This is an unusual circumstance, and we will do all we can, everything we can. We've got a large number of forces focused on the return of these two individuals.
NATO is offering rewards for the return of the sailors. A suicide bomber struck in Baghdad today, killing three people and wounding 13 others. The attack occurred outside the office of a television network based in Dubai. An international war crimes tribunal in Phnom Penh today found a Khmer Rouge leader guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. It sentenced Khang Kek Eo, better known as Doik, to 35 years in prison. But NPR's Jackie Northam says the court then reduced the sentence, finding mitigating circumstances.
In the end, Doik could receive as little as 19 years. And as that settles in here amongst the Cambodians who attended this trial, it's unnerving. They thought that it was going to be at least 35 years, which means the 67-year-old former Khmer Rouge leader would not see another day free. However, if he received 19 years after all the mitigating factors and time served, he could still get out, and that is starting to make people very upset around here.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting from Phnom Penh. Prosecutors in Mexico say they may know who carried out a massacre last weekend that killed 17 people. The suspects are already in prison. Prosecutors say the inmates would be allowed to leave their cells, they'd be given weapons and vehicles, and would come back to prison after carrying out drug-related killings. They're suspected in at least three massacres. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The African Union summit in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, is entering its second day, with leaders discussing whether to contribute troops to a peacekeeping force in Somalia. The BBC's Will Ross has more.
The bomb blasts in Kampala 2 weeks ago, which killed 76 people, have had an impact. These were the first attacks by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab outside Somalia's borders. This prompted the Ugandan president, Yoweri Museveni, to call for a pan-African effort to go on the offensive in Somalia. But some leaders will fear that by sending troops to Mogadishu, there is a risk of getting sucked into a complicated conflict and becoming a target of Al-Shabaab's expanding reach.
The BBC's Will Ross. President Obama today will commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The event at the White House will feature performances from several artists who live with disabilities themselves, including singer and diabetic Patti LaBelle, Oscar-winning actress Marley Matlin, who's deaf, and cellist-violinist Nathaniel Anthony Ayers. He's the formerly homeless musician who has battled mental illness and was featured in the movie The Soloist. President Obama is expected to speak at the event, as is the president of Access Living. That's a Chicago-based center offering programs and services to help involve people with all types of disabilities in community life. On Friday, the Obama administration issued four proposals for public comment aimed at helping it improve access for people with disabilities to public websites such as those for hotels. The Justice Department says it plans a public hearing on the issue. Allison Keyes, NPR News, the White House.
The Rob Blagojevich trial resumes in Chicago today. The former Illinois governor is accused of 24 counts of corruption. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.